14 minutes to 9, time now for us to listen to the final episode of the Hajj documentary series Hajj from the Far East.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Part 10, Hajj Memoirs from the Far East. Remember the elderly Hajjah who shared her story with us yesterday? Well, she also remembered seeing Africans for the first time on that Hajj. She had never seen groove scars on people's cheeks before, and she was fascinated by these marks of West African beauty, as well as by the incredibly colorful clothes of the women from Niger. Several Southeast Asian women, urban, cosmopolitan, and living lives where they mingled with many different kinds of people all the time, told me that Southeast Asians were simply physically smaller than Hajis from many other nations, and thus they often were trampled and shoved to the side in the eagerness of pilgrims to perform the required rituals in heavy pedestrian traffic. Another pilgrim, a Muslim from Manila, told of meeting a young Afghan with a long beard while he was in Mecca. The man was smiling at him, and they embraced as brothers and spoke in halting English together about the seriousness of the war there. These kinds of cross-cultural conversations are a big part of undertaking the Hajj, and the disparate friendships made on pilgrimage can sometimes last entire lifetimes. This mirrors the accounts of colonial-era pilgrimages a century ago, as well as news, fraternity and friendships are exchanged in the holy cities, traveling back to distant Muslim lands and affecting local societies. Thai Hajis, for example, expressed some real difficulty being able to navigate Saudi society satisfactorily while they were there upon Hajj. Most Thai Muslims can speak some Malay, but their Malay is a regional dialect and is not so close to standard Malay that it can be automatically understood. An Indonesian student points out that since Indonesia has the largest global delegation each year to Mecca, it is in the interest of shopkeepers and business people in the Hijaz, regardless of their own ethnicity, to learn some Indonesian in order to be able to sell their goods. Even if they cannot speak eloquently, many Saudis and Muslims working in the kingdom can speak enough of this Southeast Asian lingua franca to help pilgrims get around. Yet it was the comments of a blind Malay Haji, a Chinese man from Johor who had converted to Islam some years ago, whose answer made the most sense to me. Deprived of his eyes, he was absolutely dependent on his ears when he performed his Hajj as a young man, walking stick in hand. This man mentioned that he heard an array of languages constantly overlapping in the Hajis from Southeast Asia, that they stayed in a broad range of housing in the Hijaz, from five-star hotels right outside the main haram to shabby, rented apartment blocks located miles from the center of the haram. These options represent the differences in wealth that are characteristic of the Southeast Asian pilgrimage. Singaporean and Brunei Hajis, for example, mostly stay in extremely comfortable surroundings, while the pilgrims from the region's poorer nations, usually Thailand, the Philippines, and Indonesia, not to mention the small numbers who come from Cambodia or Vietnam, stay in considerably less august circumstances. These differences in abode then also translate, to some extent, into differences in health while in the Hijaz. A Cham Cambodian Haji, for example, told me that there was a large amount of airborne disease in his group because 45 of them were bunking together on the floor of an apartment block located some distance from the haram. An Indonesian confirmed this, stating that flu went around the compounds regularly and that the Hajj rituals themselves are demanding and very tiring, so that extra miles to walk and extra people sleeping on one's floors only meant a greater chance that the pilgrim would find himself sick at some point of the journey. And so concludes our series on the Asian, Southeast Asian perspective of Hajj, the single largest annual movement of human beings anywhere on the planet. Jazakumullah khairan for listening in.
لعزته تعلو الوجوه وتسلمون.